Show. Monday to Friday, 6 to 9. On Smile. Smile 90.4 FM.
Wedding season in the Western Cape as summer conditions and beautiful, beautiful wine farms lead a fantastic backdrop to the happiest day of your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really happiest day of your life, it's when your kids are born.
Yeah, one of the happiest.
One of the happiest days. And weddings are, by and large, a happy occasion. Mm. I love the joyous celebration that weddings, are.
Yes.
And so we asked you, amongst all the weddings celebrations you've attended, have you had any, like, bizarre encounters? Have things gone horribly wrong, maybe? I attended a family wedding once in Durban that ended up in a huge fight. And there have been some funny ones as well where the speeches have been like, what? And where the dancing's been very questionable because the bride has insisted that the groom go for dancing classes.
Mm.
And it's ended up going horribly wrong. But this frails in comparison to what happened to Mariska, who's with us this morning. The day before the big day, heading off to the wedding venue to go and see everything sorted out, only to discover that the wedding planner has made off with the cash and no arrangements have been made. Mariska, I am literally on the edge of my seat here because now as we look back, obviously you had a day to scramble and make things work. First of all, how did you manage to pull it off? If you did you pull it off? How did it go?
Yes, no, we luckily were the friends and the family where that was there, the bridal party, and everybody was there before we got there the Friday. So when we got there, they were all looking at us like with big eyes and saying, I think you need to just come sit down. And then we were like, what's wrong? Aren't we supposed to do it? No, just come sit down. And then eventually my wife's brother said, listen, guys, there's a big problem. Nothing has been arranged. The wedding planner is nowhere to be found.
No.
The owner of the farm is not aware of any wedding taking place there the next day. Nothing.
Sure.
So, yeah. So, then the owner came there and they obviously he saw how upset
yes.
we were. And he was very accommodating. He was so nice. And he said, listen, guys, there isn't any plans or any other functions here tomorrow. You're more than welcome to use the venue.
Yeah.
And if there's anything I can help with or any contacts I can phone, please feel free. So we had to get catering for at last minute, and we had to get a friend of mine put flowers together. And we had to arrange everything within 24 hours.
And that's at an additional cost because no doubt the wedding planner was paid all of that to make sure all of that could happen. So you're not even budgeting for this. No one's budgeted for this because you're thinking in your mind already it's costing a fortune that you've paid across to the wedding planner that's now nowhere to be seen.
Yes. And the worst thing is a week before the wedding, she still said, please remember to pay the last outstanding amount, which we did. And then we still sent a WhatsApp to her on the way to the venue and said, are you running on time? Because we're running a bit late due to traffic. And she still said, yeah, no, all good. I'll see you there. And what? And then nothing.
I am dying to know what happened. Yeah. Ek kry sommer die moeder nou.
We gaan soek.
Ek gaan nou gaan soek vir die mense. Mariska, what happens? Okay, so now you arrived, right? No wedding planner to be seen. Nothing's been arranged. You panic, you call, you message wedding planner. No response. Nothing.
No response.
Zero. Gone, literally gone quiet on you. Now, out of panic, because you know that feeling you get, and I'm sure we've all been there, when you can't get hold of somebody and you call again and again and again, and you've got to just keep phoning, because you're like, you now thinking, I'm angry. You answer your phone.
Yes.
And you phone, no reply, no response, and you send nasty, obviously you send horrible messages, you answer your phone now, blah, 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 nothing, zero, zip. I'm taking that's what happened. No more correspondence, wedding planner gone quiet.
Yes, 100%.
So
that's
now
exactly what happened.
Focused on wedding day happens, huge success, fine, lovely. Now what happens?
So we immediately went to go make a case. Well, we had to cut the honeymoon short because obviously due to the fact that we had to have extra expenses, the honeymoon was cut short. And then immediately when we came back, we made a case against her and we had to give them all the proof or all the correspondence. And it was about 3 months. We got a phone call one Saturday morning early, and it was the detective, and he said, Mrs. Marie, we have this person, I'm not going to call her name, but this person in front of me, and my hand is on her shoulder, would you like me to continue to arrest her? And I said, yes.
Yeah, come on. Justice is served.
And then they got her, and she was obviously put in jail and detained till the Monday. And she and her father came and phoned us and was going on and asked us to please let her go and whatever. And I said, no. No way. Not with the trauma that we've been through. And then she appeared in court. We had to go to court and she got bail out. And then eventually she has to pay us off monthly, which she's still doing.
Sure.
And if she missed one payment, then she's going back to jail.
Well, listen, that is, I'm so unhappy that it happened a day before your wedding, but at the same time, you know, for such a special occasion, and I know people are human and they do whatever the case may be, and people will say, well, you should be, I say well done on doing, because who knows who would have been next, who knows who possibly has been done before, and other people that he or she might have done it to that have just gone, ugh, let's move on, let's just forget about that. You put an end to all of that. So, Mariska, to you, and everybody else that's been in a position like that, well done for overcoming and making a huge success out of it.
I like you. Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.